This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 394 for Monday, May 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are mixed on Monday, with the old crop July contract up its daily $45 per ton limit and losses in the new crop months. July up $45 at $916.80 per ton. New crop November down $6.50 at $735.70. Tight old crop supplies remained a key driver in the front month, with gains in Chicago soy oil and chart-based speculative positioning contributing to the gains. However, forecasts calling for much-needed rain in dry areas of western Canada over the next week did pressure the new crop months. Strength in the Canadian dollar was also bearish. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with gains in the old crop corn and soybean markets and losses most everywhere else. Soybeans mixed on the day, July up a penny though at $15.87 per bushel. While tight old crop supplies and good export demand remained supportive for the front month, forecasts calling for good growing weather across the U.S. Midwest over the next week accounted for selling pressure in new crop beans. Monthly U.S. crush data showed about 160 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the U.S. in April. That came in well below average trade guesses and compares with the 178 million bushels crushed the previous month. Soy oil stocks, though, were deemed tight below expectations, and that helped contribute to the gains in soy oil. Corn, it's mixed on the day, with the bias lower in the new crop months and up in the nearbys. July up 8 cents at $6.52 per bushel. Warmer Midwestern weather should aid crop development, though, with some beneficial moisture also in the forecasts. The USDA announced private exports of 1.7 million tons of new crop corn to China this morning and an additional 128,000 tons to Mexico. Wheat futures, they're down across the board with the largest losses in Minneapolis spring wheat as the spreads between the three contracts saw some adjustment. Forecasts calling for rain in dry areas of the Northern Plains and Canadian prairies provided the catalyst for the downturn in spring wheat. Dry areas of the Southern Plains also saw some welcome precipitation over the weekend. Minneapolis down 26 cents in the July contract at $7.14 per bushel. Kansas City down 5 cents in July at $6.52 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 7 cents in July at $6.99 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 17th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.